Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 5, How to Approach God, Part 1, The Goal of the Vedas. Actually, all Vedic literature directs the human being towards the perfect stage of devotion. The paths of fruitive activities, speculative knowledge, and meditation do not lead one to the perfectional stage, but by the process of devotional service, the Lord actually becomes approachable. Therefore, all Vedic literature recommends that one accept this process. In this regard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted from the Lord's instructions to Uddhava in Srimad Bhagavatam, Na sadayati man yogo, na sankhyam dharma Uddhava, na swadhyayas tapastyago, yatha bhaktir mamorjita. My dear Uddhava, neither philosophical speculation, nor meditational yoga, nor penances can give me such pleasure as devotional service practiced by the living entities. Krishna is dear only to devotees, and Krishna can only be achieved by devotional service. If a lowly born person is a devotee, he or she automatically becomes free from all contamination. Devotional service is the only path by which one can achieve the Supreme Person. This is the only perfection accepted by all Vedic scriptures. Just as a poor man becomes happy upon receiving some treasure, when one attains to devotional service, his or her material pains are automatically vanquished. And as one advances in devotional service, he or she attains love of Godhead. And as one advances in this love of Godhead, he or she becomes free from all material bondage. However, one should not think that the disappearance of poverty and liberation from bondage are the end results of love of Krishna. No, it is in relishing the reciprocation of loving service that love of Krishna exists. In all Vedic scriptures we find that the attainment of this loving relationship between the Supreme Lord and the living entities is the function of devotional service. Our actual function is devotional service, and our ultimate goal is love of Godhead. In all Vedic literature it can be found that Krishna is the ultimate center, for through knowledge of Krishna, all problems of life are solved. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that although, according to Padma Purana, there are different scriptures for worshipping different types of demigods, such instructions only bewilder persons into thinking that the demigods are supreme. Yet, if one carefully scrutinizes and studies the Puranas, he or she will find that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the only object of worship. For instance, in the Markandeya Purana, there is mention of Devi worship, or worship of the goddess Durga or Kali. But in the same Chandika, it is also stated that all the demigods, even in the shape of Durga or Kali, are but different energies of the Supreme Vishnu. Thus, study of the Puranas reveals Vishnu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be the only object of worship. The conclusion, therefore, is that directly or indirectly, all types of worship are more or less directed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that one who worships demigods is in fact only worshipping Krishna, because the various demigods are but different parts of the body of Vishnu or Krishna. Such worship of demigods is irregular and is also stated in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam confirms this irregularity by asking the question, what is the object of worshipping different types of demigods? In Vedic literature, there are various divisions of ritualistic activities. One is karmakanda, or purely ritualistic activities, and another is jnanakanda, or speculation on the Supreme Absolute Truth. What then is the purpose of the ritualistic sections of the Vedic literatures, and what is the purpose of different mantras or hymns which indicate worship of various demigods? And what is the purpose of philosophical speculation on the subject of the Absolute Truth? Srimad Bhagavatam replies that, in actuality, all of these methods defined in the Vedas indicate the worship of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. In other words, they are all indirect ways of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sacrifices contained in the ritualistic portions of these literatures are meant for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Indeed, because yajna or sacrifice is specifically meant to satisfy Vishnu, another name for Vishnu is Yajneshwara, or the Lord of Sacrifices. But since the neophytes are not all on the same transcendental level, they are advised to worship different types of demigods according to their situation in the different modes of material nature. The idea is that gradually such neophytes may rise to the transcendental plane and engage in the service of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For instance, some neophytes who are attached to flesh eating are advised by the Puranas to eat flesh after offering it to the deity Kali. And the philosophical sections of the Vedic hymns are intended to enable one to distinguish the Supreme Lord from Maya. After one understands the position of Maya, he or she can approach the Supreme Lord in pure devotional service. And that is the actual purpose of philosophical speculation. And this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, Gyanavan Mam Prapadyate, Vasudeva Sarvam Iti, Sa Mahaatma Sudurlabha. After many births and deaths, one who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto Krishna, knowing Krishna to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very, very rare. Thus, it can be seen that all Vedic rituals and different types of worship and different types of philosophical speculation ultimately aim at Krishna. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 5, How to Approach God, Part 1, The Goal of the Vedas, recorded July 14, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, the ISKCON Founder Acharya. Om Tat Sat.